This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient to name. Catherine DeGeorge, CATHERINEDEGEORGE. Date of birth, March 11, 1945. Date of appointment, May 8, 2023. Requesting physician Samuel Dittweiler. Samuel Dittweiler. Dear Dr. Dittweiler, I have the pleasure of seeing Catherine DeGeorge today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who started to see hematologist due to anemia. And also started to have a memory loss for a couple of years. She lives with the husband and still drive. She write check and pay her bills. She cook herself. Sometimes forget to turn off the stove. Take care of herself. Has a history of depression and taking sertraline 150 milligram daily. She's getting family counseling also. Past medical is TTIA, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical is hysterectomy, quadruple bypass, cataract of the both eyes, allergy, known drug allergy, medication, levothyroxine, metformin, carvedilol, losartan, amlodipine, simvastatin, aspirin, 81 milligram. Sertraline 150 milligram daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol once in a while. She is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have two children. Family history, mother deceased due to diabetes, father deceased, stroke. One sister with AFib. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, IC and nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, balls on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexive 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, mild cognitive impairment. Number 2, depression. Number 3, anxiety. Next paragraph. Patient is not qualified for the diagnosis of dementia. So she does not need any medication either. She has a mild cognitive impairment that can be due to her depression. She's already on Zoloft 150 milligram PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.